It's Wednesday, December 1st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. There's still much we don't know about Omicron, the new COVID variant spreading through the world. We don't know if it's more transmissible, or most importantly, if it causes more severe illness. Preliminary observations show that it could cause milder infections. If so, that could be good as we get on our way to the virus being endemic. Andrew Joseph, reporter at Stat News, joins us for the bottom line. It will take weeks and more data before we know. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Let's talk about the variant that everybody is talking about right now, Omicron of COVID-19. Now, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about this. President Biden was speaking the other day and said, this is a variant of concern. We shouldn't be panicking over this just yet. And that's true. There's so much we don't know about it. Chief among things is we don't know if this variant causes much more severe illness in people. And that's what everybody's looking at. It could be more transmissible. It could evade the vaccines a little bit. All that stuff will bear out. And it's going to take a couple of weeks, actually, a few weeks to really get more data on all this. So this is really what we're talking about here. And from what we're hearing from some doctors so far that have been encountering this is that it might cause milder cases of COVID. So, Andrew, what do we know about this so far?
Yeah, so some South African physicians who are actually seeing this have said that the patients they've seen are generally mild cases. And that's true that as of now, but I think a lot of experts would say, like, you know, we need to see a lot more patients to get any sense of whether the severity of symptoms broadly changes. And so, yeah, and we need a little bit more time to see, the trends in hospitalizations and deaths, because COVID for a lot of people is a mild illness. And so it could just be that these are the patients they're seeing. The patients that the South African physicians have reported seeing have been generally younger, who are, as we all know, are more likely to have milder illness. So there's a couple other factors at play here. And we just need to see, I think, more patient data and a little bit more time to know.
Tell me about the difficulties with all that, because let's say you get COVID, you get a test, it's confirmed. You know, for people that have mild cases are probably going to stay home. Who knows if that goes on to get sequenced by a lab somewhere. Maybe some people just get sick and stay home and never see a doctor or get tested. You know, so it's so tough to pit the two, you know, the variants against each other and see which one is much more severe.
Right. Because so, you know, a virus, like everyone knows, is evolving and it can influence its transmissibility. It can influence how it reacts to like our immune responses. But in theory, it can also become more or less virulent, basically cause less or worse disease on average. That's a really hard one to pick up. Unless, you know, if it's a dramatic change, like no one's going to the hospital or everyone's going to hospital, you'll pick that up more quickly. But if it's a subtle change, it's really hard to pick up, in part because there are so many other things that influence patient outcomes. Like, you know, if you're looking in a certain area, like what is the rough age demographics of the people? Do a lot of people have underlying health conditions that make them more vulnerable to COVID? You know, what's the healthcare capacity like? And, you know, at now there's the other thing that we're seeing is that in a lot of places, there's a lot of population immunity out there, whether from vaccination or prior infections. And so that might mean that if you have that level of protection from past exposure to the virus or from being vaccinated, maybe you can't block the infection entirely, but you're going to have mild illness. So this could be also be a relic of that, because South Africa's had pretty substantial waves of COVID already.
And that's the exact point, right? What we're seeing in South Africa with them is they have had those waves. This Omicron variant is happening in younger people. So we have yet to see how it really affects older people or people that have those comorbidities. You know, there's a lot still at play. That's why it's, you know, everybody's talking about it, but it is, you know, there's no need to panic just yet. We don't know enough about it. And even with the Delta variant, when we talked about that, obviously that was responsible for some of the big waves that we just had recently. Even that one, the jury is still out on whether it caused more severe illness.
Delta's biggest threat was how transmissible it was. And actually, transmissibility is kind of the thing that scientists worry about most, because a more transmissible variant will cause more cases and thus more illness and death than like even a variant that causes just like more severe disease, like on an individual basis.
But that's just a numbers game at that point.
Yeah, exactly. But to your point, yeah, so there were some studies, and again, this just kind of goes to how hard it is to study this if it is a small difference. Like there were some studies that showed countries had higher hospitalization rates during Delta waves. And you know, a lot of doctors said the patients they were seeing seemed to be getting sicker and faster with Delta. But, you know, other studies came to like to find that there were no differences between Delta and earlier waves. So it's kind of, yeah, it just kind of goes to show that like, it's pretty hard to know for sure because these are difficult things to study in the environments in which these variants are spreading in, and the fact that the variants are often spreading not at the same time.
As I mentioned, there's still a lot yet to know about this, but let's say some of these things hold true. Let's say people are getting a much milder illness from this new Omicron variant. Could that be a good thing? Could we be on our way to this virus being endemic, something we live with, something more of a common cold rather than the pandemic that we're currently in and you know, high deaths and all that stuff? Could this be something that is a positive almost, I guess? We're moving past it now.
If these cases really are mild, or if a greater percentage of them is mild, let's say, because it's probably not going to be 100%, that would be a great thing. Whether that means that the virus has changed to become just like cause milder illness, or because it would show that prior exposure to the virus or vaccination is turning this from like what can be a really serious infection into generally more of a mild infection. And that's how we kind of move, as you said, towards endemicity, as opposed to like this acute emergency that we've been in now for almost 2 years.
Well, we need more patient data. As you mentioned, it's going to take a few weeks before we really start to see the trajectory of what this variant is. It's popping up in a lot of countries. I believe the last time I heard, and this could change at any moment, right? We still hadn't had any cases in the United States, but people are pretty much believing that it's going to be here at any moment or could already be here. So just keep your ear out for updates on this. It's nothing to worry about just yet. We still need more data on all of that. Andrew Joseph, reporter at Stat News. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.